Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski announcing, yes, Shedeur Sanders starter for the rest of the season. It's no surprise, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise either. It was the way he answered the question, though. Because every week it's been like, is Shedeur your quarterback for the rest of the
season?
Not
our focus. We're getting ready for the next game.
Yeah, he's our starter this week.
He just said yes.
He just came out, yes, he's our starter for the rest of the season. But what if he would have said no? Oh, my goodness.
Confirming, by the way, Ethan Posick in the Achilles.
Yeah, so, that sucks.
We wish him well in that recovery and getting a contract and everything else. That just stinks. Shedeur, the starter for the rest of the season, feels that he's getting better. Really liked his footwork and impressed by his work ethic, which is good. Thought it was interesting. He was asked, was it a mistake not to start Shedeur earlier in the season? Now, let's play devil's advocate here, okay? On one hand, the way he's playing now, you could say, yeah, okay. Should have tried to bring him along early on in the season and get him out there. That's an easy thing to say right now. We don't know where he was at the beginning of the season, in training camp, in all the off-season stuff. You know, was he in a position where he needed to really get up to NFL speed? You know, and if that's the case, then they did a really good thing in bringing him along slowly and making sure he was ready or as close to ready as you can get without actually playing to put him on the football field. That's a debate that we don't know the answer to. Now, Kevin said he was impressed with his work ethic. We've heard, seen stories of Myles Garrett spilling the beans about all the extra work that Kevin Stefanski did in going over stuff with Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we'll ever know
anything. But he doesn't like him, just so you know that.
That's what I keep hearing.
I love these phone calls. He doesn't like him.
That's what I keep hearing. But we don't know the answer. Did he need some time to get up to speed? And if he did, guess what? Great. I work with a guy and I'm looking right at him who screams all the time, you don't have to put rookie quarterbacks on the field. Guess what? You're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're right.
Here's the other problem I have with this whole situation.
Let him have a chance to learn.
And if you want to go back to the question of should they have put Gabriel out there before Sanders, right? That seems to be the underlying question. Do you wish you would have played him earlier? Because I don't think the question of should you have put Sanders out over Flacco ever came into play, did it?
No, okay. nor with Gabriel.
So let me back it out to like this. I realize this goes back to the third, fifth round pick argument, which drives me crazy. But if you're a front office and you select someone in the third round over the fifth round, you're going to, I don't care if it was the other way around, you're going to play the third rounder first because it's almost like giving a full ride scholarship to a kid coming to college. Or maybe you may have a walk on.
As opposed to a walk on?
That's correct. Let's say you have a walk on that comes into camp that maybe was contemplating quitting the game, but they're really good. And now all of a sudden you're like, you know what? You can walk on. And they let that guy walk on, yet they spent 6 months trying to recruit the person they brought in on a full ride scholarship. who is going to get the first shot? Even if they think the walk-on was better, who's getting the first shot? It's going to be the investment player. Now, can that turn down the road? Yes. And this is where it was there in the beginning of the year. So I can't blame the Browns for wanting to put their investment player out there first. Didn't work. Now you go on to plan B or C in this scenario. Or D even at some points.
Just to add something to that. There's not a huge difference in my mind between a third-round quarterback and a fifth-round quarterback.
I can agree with that, too.
It's if you had a first-round quarterback or maybe even a high second-round quarterback, that's clearly your guy. At this point, you brought two rookie quarterbacks in. I'm going to assume, okay, and probably shouldn't.
Never assume,
because Jeff. We know what assume means. I'm going to assume that Dylan Gabriel looked better through everything they were doing. Now, they gave him more opportunities, as we know, because probably because of draft position, but maybe he looked better all around. Maybe he was more ready to come in and be an NFL quarterback than Shador, and Shador needed a little time. But bottom line is this. Now, Shador is starting the rest of the season. Now it's just two guys who play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And I go back to this, and it makes me mad when people scream, you know, Kevin doesn't like Shador, they're holding stuff against him, blah, 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 blah. Maybe. But Dylan was drafted earlier, and I would assume that had Shador looked better than Dylan in everything that they were doing from the time they drafted him, he would have gotten an earlier opportunity. But they felt he needed more time. I keep going back to San Francisco and reading when they traded for Trey Lance and traded number ones to move up and draft him. And then they bring in this guy in the seventh round. And it's like, well, which guy? That guy looks better. He's doing a better job. They said, okay, we screwed up. Here, seventh rounder's our starter. And think about that. That's trading first rounders to move up to, I think he was the third overall pick in the draft, and the guy who is the last pick in the draft. That's a much bigger differential than a third and a fifth round pick.
And by the way, if you're an organization that just said swing and a miss, meaning you screwed up on a gigantic trade, you're going to go out there and readmit another mistake right after that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, it's not as big, you know what, though, but it's like, how often are you going to go out there and say we made a mistake?
I have a hard time.
Because everyone's killing Kevin Stefanski for saying that. We got to be better. We got to do this. How often can you go out there and say we made a mistake? Ownership can do it a million times over. It's not going to change. You still own the team. There's no one to fire you from your own job, right?
Yeah.
Unless the league steps in. We've only seen it once, Jeff, in the NBA. It's the only time I've ever seen an owner kind of get fired. And what a bad retirement plan that was, $1 billion. Right?
I just think, honestly, when you draft a quarterback in the third round, the fourth round, fifth round, you're not thinking that guy's your franchise quarterback. You're hoping to get lucky. Maybe the Browns have gotten lucky.
Yes.
With Shador. Maybe. Yeah. When you trade up to take a guy third overall in Trey Lance and you miss, that's huge. And then the next year you bring in Purdy and he's better and you admit your mistake and play him. That's big. I don't think that missing on a guy or having a fifth rounder beat out a third rounder is that big of a deal. I really don't.
I'll buy it.
Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to try to stay calm and bring the center in. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to be centered on this question. Yes.
I'm being centered. I love you guys, but I have to totally disagree with you. Like, I do feel that he has something against your door. I don't know what it is, but I look at certain things that I've never seen in football before. I've never seen a head coach. Never. At no level have I ever seen a head coach. And I don't know about you guys. Never praise a football player. Not game balls.
The game ball thing, Drive. That look, though, he gave Myles Garrett a game ball because he set an NFL record. I can't.
But you know what, though? I get that one. But what I don't understand, like this, you know, when, even if it was your son. And moving forward, even that. And not even talk to him on the sidelines. This is what I look at.
How do you know he's not talking to him on the sidelines?
I watch these games.
But you only see 4-second clips.
You see what's punched up on TV.
That's it. I mean, if he's doing his job, he's probably not talking. Look, I'm not disagreeing with you, Cool Ray. I actually deep down agree with everything you're saying here. But I've got to defend, like, as two guys that have worked in TV forever, you don't see what you don't see. Unless you're sitting in the first couple rows of the stadium watching to see who's talking to who, I can't sit here and go, well, he doesn't talk to his quarterback throughout the game. You literally get a 3-second cutaway every blue moon.
Okay, right, sorry. And I go like, wow, but that game, all I see, you know what, you guys have taught us nothing. If you guys have taught us, all the fans, anything, you taught us this. Great quarterbacks make B players look great. We've heard that from you guys all the time.
I agree.
Yesterday, you cannot tell me those B receivers that we've been harping about looked great yesterday.
They looked okay yesterday. Jerry Judy made a really nice catch, and Harold Fannin was terrific.
And Harold has been consistent across the board the whole season. I mean, I've been praising Harold since day one, so.
Evan Jarvin saying for a quarterback who the team has said, who he has said, haven't got any starts, any first string quarterbacks, second, what's his third?
But Cool Ray, he's the starter now. So what the hell difference does it make?
Wait a minute. No.
But what difference does it make now, Cool Ray?
But I'm saying that you just said what he would have looked like with.
Maybe he wasn't ready, Cool Ray.
Think about it. If this is his third start ever, right? 368, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Against the worst defense in the league.
But you got to play who's on your schedule, right?
I agree with that.
The guy did a great job. What the hell difference does it make what they talked about in August? He's the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Can we bury all the other stuff? Can we please bury that? He's the starting quarterback. He threw for 360-something, 3 touchdowns, scored another one.
And he finally said he's your starter for the rest of the year.
And the coach has been putting in extra time bringing him along. Boy, Kevin sure screwed him over, didn't he, Andy? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.